listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Ice Storm Tuesday edition. Be careful out there all across southern Wisconsin, all across the region. Apparently, it's quite icy. None of the kids at school. My kids are at home, or at least they were this morning. And we put Fancy Brian out on the roads. I hope he's being safe. I hope he joins us at some point. We'll see. We'll see. You can always join us, 844-967-2789. But I got Evan capably screening calls and producing the show. I got you dialing the phone soon, or, you know, do it. Do it now. But never let it be said that Republicans don't have a game plan. They have an agenda. They have, technically, an 11-point plan to rescue America. What Americans must do to save this country. And as mentioned, this came from U.S. Senator Rick Scott, a perhaps presidential wannabe, just in case Trump doesn't, you know, work things out for 2024. So you could look and say, well, is this a candidate's piece? Is he trying to position for the presidency? I don't know. I don't know what goes through Skeletor's head. If you've ever seen Rick Scott, not a handsome man. But he's also the head of the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee. I think it's the RSCC, something like that. And so when he speaks and he lays out this platform, this is the closest thing the Republicans currently have to a political agenda. So I thought it should be shared with you, our fine audience. Never let me say again that Republicans stand for nothing. Here indeed is what Republicans stand for, according to Rick Scott and their team. Number one, our kids will say the Pledge of Allegiance, salute the flag, learn that America is great, and choose the school that best fits them. In other words, choice schools for all. We will inspire patriotism and stop teaching the revisionist history of the radical left. Our kids will learn about the wisdom of the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Founding Fathers. Public schools will focus on the three R's, not indoctrinate children with critical race theory or any other political ideology. Yeah, they're in our little cult. That's number one. It's an 11-point plan, so it's more like this. Number two, the government will never again risk American citizens. Let me try that again. Two, the government will never again ask American citizens to disclose their race, ethnicity, or skin color on any government forms. A quaint notion that Senator Scott puts forth on behalf of the Republican Party. Because, of course, all racism is dead here in America. We elected that one black president that two times. So, you know, race shouldn't be a determinant factor. And we shouldn't track if there's discrimination going on or redlining or any of that stuff. Because, you know, it's quite an affront to white people. They have to disclose that they're white. As he writes, we are going to eliminate racial politics in America. No government policy will be based on race. So there goes affirmative action. People will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. You know, I love when cracker white Republicans quote Martin Luther King Jr., who later in his career, before he was assassinated, and it certainly wasn't by Democrats, but when MLK later in his career said, you know, I've kind of revisited that dream, that was sort of an aspirational thing, but I bet he rolls over in his grave every time he hears a Republican quote it during Black History Month. Number three, the soft on crime days of coddling criminal behavior will end. We will refund and respect the police, unless you're a Capitol Police officer on January 6th, because they, not the criminal, are the good guys. And of course, I threw in my own little editorial there, Rick Scott, Republican Party agenda. You respect the police, what, if they're your police? If they're chasing down the bad guys in the big urban cities? But I didn't see any respect for the police officers, the Capitol Police on January 6th. Sort of a different treatment they got, if I recall. So here's the new agenda, according to U.S. Senator Rick Scott. We will enforce laws, all of them, you know, except insurrection and coup d'etats against the U.S. government, and increase penalties for theft and violent crime. We will clean up our cities and stop pretending the crime is okay. We have zero tolerance for mostly peaceful protests, right? So he says, we have zero tolerance for mostly peaceful protests that attack police officers, loot businesses, and burn down our cities. Unless it happens on January 6th and it's our side, or unless it happens in Ottawa, Canada, you know, and it's some people we believe in and agree with. Here's number four. There are 11. We will secure our border, finishing building the wall and name it after President Donald Trump. They're going to build Trump's wall and they're going to name it the Trump Wall. Nations have borders. We should give that a try. President Trump's plan to build a wall was right. We welcome those who want to join us in building the American dream. Immigrants who want to be Americans, not change America. Well, we all, by our nature, if we aspire to our own unique American dream, we all change America, Rick Scott. We grow it. We create it in our own image. More from the new Republican Party agenda. We are a stronger nation because we are a nation of immigrants. But there's a big but. But immigration without assimilation makes us weaker. Politicians from both parties talk big about border security and do nothing. We're done with that. Oh, that sounds like a policy. We're done with that? Oh, yeah, because they're building the Trump Wall. You know, even U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, I've had many interviews with Ron. And when I tried to hold him accountable for building the Trump Wall, Ron says, you know, that's more of a virtual wall. Even Ron Johnson doesn't believe in an actual literal wall, Rick Scott. But suddenly this is the Republican agenda. On to number five. Maybe I'll go a little quicker. We will grow America's economy, starve Washington's economy, and stop socialism. Socialism is un-American and always leads to poverty and oppression. We will stop it. We will sink the federal government. Shrink the federal government, but you know he's thinking sink. Reduce the government workforce by 25%. Yeah, go visit a national park, fella. In 25%, isn't that, you know, the U.S. military, they're part of that workforce. I thought you respected our military. Good luck shrinking the workforce by 25% in 5 years. Sell government buildings and assets. Oh, that's a great idea. And get rid of the old, slow, closed, top-down government-run everything system we have today. So, again, I'm reading from the 11-point plan of Rick Scott. This is the closest thing there is to a Republican agenda. Number six. We will eliminate all federal programs that can be done locally and enact term limits for federal bureaucrats and Congress. Term limits. Well, Rick Scott, you're running for re-election or perhaps for the presidency. Couldn't any one of the Republicans that believed just simply not run for re-election? I mean, I know it's a simplistic plan, but you ain't going to keep term limits. Who are you kidding? Tell that to Jim Sensenbrenner from Wisconsin. Number seven, we will protect the integrity of American democracy. Yeah, right. And here's where it gets really ironic and rich and sort of projecting. We will protect the integrity of the American democracy and stop left-wing efforts to rig elections. To catch all that, you know, rigged election. Today's Democrat Party is trying to rig elections and pack the courts because they've given up on democracy. This is sort of ironic. They don't believe they can win based on their ideas. So they want to game the system and legalize voter fraud to stay in power. In true Orwellian fashion, Democrats refer to their election rigging as voting rights. We won't allow the radical left to destroy our democracy by institutionalizing dishonesty and fraud. You know, Rick, I think you need to go read the 1984 again. Number eight, we will protect, defend, and promote the American family at all cost. All cost. The nuclear family is crucial to civilization. It is God's design for humanity, and it must be protected and celebrated. To say otherwise is to redefine the traditional family as they undermine parents and attempt to replace them with government programs. We will not allow socialism. Man, it's so scary when he says it. We will not allow socialism to place the needs of the state ahead of the family. Here's number 9. We're getting close, folks. Men are men, women are men, and unborn babies are babies. We believe in science. Did you catch all that? Men are men, women are men, and unborn babies are babies, and we believe in science. This is the new Republican Party agenda. You know, you're going to have trouble getting that one ratified. Men and women are biologically different. Men, male and female, he created them. He being God, of course. Modern technology has confirmed that abortion takes a human life. According to Rick Scott, I've seen that statement backed up with actual facts. Facts are facts. You know, whatever I say is facts. The earth is round. Oh, man, don't. Buddy, now you're going against the prior party platform. The sun is hot. There are two genders, and abortion stops a beating heart. To say otherwise is to deny science. We're getting close here, Evan. 10, Americans will be free to welcome God into all aspects of our lives. And we will stop all government efforts to deny our religious freedom and freedom of speech. Yeah, that's already in the Constitution you so adored in the prior bullet point. The Democrat Party and their big tech allies are not merely secular. They have virtually created a new religion of wokeness that is unnecessarily hostile towards people of faith, particularly Christians and Jews. Unlike the Republican Party that's particularly hostile to, let's say, the Muslims, they are determined to drive all mention of God out of public view. Well, there is that whole separation of church and state, but, you know, I read on. We will not be silenced, canceled, or told what words to use by politically correct crowd. No, we'll just burn books, bad books, because they offend us and they scare us a little bit. One more. Number 11, and this is the 11-point plan to rescue America. Number 11, we are Americans, not globalists. America will be dependent on no other country. We will conduct no trade. Oh, that takes away jobs or displaces American values. Wouldn't that be no more trade? Because, you know, that NAFTA thing, that already kind of happened. And the deindustrialization of the United States, well, most of those jobs are already in China. So you must mean no more displacement, right? Although your tax codes, and I believe some of the tax cuts under the Trump tax thing, you know, the $1.5 trillion unfunded tax cuts, I thought there were some incentives to outsource. Countries who oppose us at the UN will get zero financial help from us. We will be energy independent and build supply. And when they say energy independent, that just means, you know, more shale oil drilling and more pipelines. And build supply chains that never rely on our adversaries. Because, of course, we're not doing business with anyone other than ourselves anymore. And I appreciate that made in America sort of notion. It's going to take a little while to backfill that infrastructure. And since you guys are, you know, against infrastructure as well, that's going to be a little problematic. And here's one more. We will only help countries that are willing to defend themselves, like Israel. You know, you got to have a good, strong military. Now, when they actually go through point by point this 11-point plan, part of the proposition of this 11-point plan is the most regressive tax increase in American history. 60 million new Americans, including primarily all seniors, will be taxed under this new plan. Now, the Republicans in this new 11-point plan to save America do not make any reference to actually raising corporate taxes. So corporations that pay zero in taxes, well, they're not problematic whatsoever and should not be addressed through the party platform. But poor people who don't make enough to meet the minimum threshold of the federal tax, you know, they're the problem. Because they ain't got no skin in the game. You know, screw Amazon. It's poor people wrecking this country. We're going to do something about it. Got an 11-point plan. Spread far and wide. This is the Republican agenda. Let's tell everyone about it. More Devil's Advocates.